Hey, I'm Phoebe, and welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music program here on Space 101.1, where every month we chat with a new band based in the Pacific Northwest. This September, we had the pleasure of catching up with Ryan and Kim of Smoky Brights, who make music they describe as a stony blend of Pacific Northwest rock and roll and razor-sharp disco grooves. Off, Ryan and Kim took us back to their roots as both a band and a couple.
We just celebrated 8 years of being married on Tuesday. But then that's really like 13 years of being together. And then that's really like, I don't know,
15 years of friendship.
Years of being
we
buds.
We met working at the same pizza restaurant in Columbia City. And I was still in college. And I was down in Oregon, but I would just kind of come up to Seattle for working in the summer. And Ryan was just a bud. Like, we were just friends for years.
Yeah. We stopped working at the pizza restaurant. I was playing in bands, and we like ran into each other at Linda's on Capitol Hill. And I don't know, like struck up a a romance, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like the band came around a little after that. Just with other friends that we met at the same pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
And everything just kind of fell together pretty organically. And we're just kind of still plodding along and like following the music from there, I guess. Yeah, that's the beginning. It's just like
pizza.
The couple recounted their decision to take this music thing and make it their full-time focus.
That's a good question. Like,
yeah, 2016, 2017. Because like, I feel like Smokies first came together. We really were more of a recording project as a beginning because Rye was playing this punk band, but he had other more sort of singer-songwritery songs. And so we just recorded those as like a demo, and then people listened to them and they started liking them. And then we're like, oh, we should put some live shows. But it was mostly just like, it was really just a way to have fun and be creative with our friends who we love. And then I feel like it was 2016, 2017, we're like, you know what? This is actually really kind of feeling like what we want to do.
I think we were both like working our jobs very much full time, as like most artists do. And like we still do to a big extent, but like, there's this Jim Carrey documentary. I think you can find it on Netflix. And he talks about his dad was even funnier than Jim Carrey. And his dad always wished he just, you know, was a comedian. But he stuck with his company job. And at the end of like 40 years of service, they laid him off 6 months before he could get his pension.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey's quote was, his dad's quote was, you can always fail at your plan B. So just try your plan A.
You know?
And I guess that's how we were feeling in about 2016 for lots of reasons. Yeah. So we both like kind of went down to part-time, you know, contracty work and tried to start touring as much as possible.
Ryan told us how a late night drive led them to the name Smoky Brights.
Okay, so I was driving home from the pizza restaurant one night and I had the volume down on my radio listening to KXP really low. And I thought I heard like, it was like this new wavy song, and I thought I heard someone sing Colossal Brights, the word Colossal Brights. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. And I ran back to this like kind of newly formed band, and I was like, we're called the Colossal Brights. And Jim Vermillion, one of our founding members, brilliant bass player, looked at me and he was like, spell colossal. And I was like, I got it wrong. I'm not going to try it here on radio.
No.
But Brights is a cool name. And I don't know, like, we're really interested in like dichotomies, mm-hmm. you know, we're a two singer band. You know, I think Kim's voice is so sweet and melodic, and my voice is just kind of like a little like raspy and f***ed up. I can't say that on the radio. Sorry. And it just felt like the right dichotomy. It was like we held on to the word bright and then thought about like
what could go with it.
What could go with it.
In 2020, Smokey Brights released the album I Love You But Damn. They described the origins of the title track, a beautiful song about love and distance.
Well, I Love You But Damn is pretty autobiographical. The first 6 months that Kim and myself started dating, I was on tour three times. So I was gone for most of it. And we would, you know, hang out and really enjoy each other's company. And like, then I would go on tour and we would just start, the connections would start being missed. And we broke up like three times in that first year. And it was just really like, it was really dramatic. And like, I, you know, we kept holding on because we knew that there was something there, but we really couldn't sort it out. And that song is just really about the experience of me being on tour and, you know, calling from different time zones and just kind of feeling emotionally wrecked and kind of coming to the conclusion of like, maybe sometimes the reason you don't let good things work in your life is because you don't think you deserve them. And that's what that song's really about, is just like, well, this is good. So just say what you mean and be earnest and open and let it work. But it was, you know, it's a journey to get there. That's the story behind I Love You But Damn.
Cannonball down the yellow line, headed east, losing time. How many miles have we got left? You're back home getting your degree, explaining me to your family. It's been a rocky start, but he's awful sweet. I love you, but damn. Love you, but damn. Drove all day for a canceled show. Slept in the van, nowhere to go. At least tomorrow I'll see the coast. Getting trashed, losing sleep. Gas station food to eat. Closest thing I'd ever felt so free. I love you, but damn. I love you, but damn. I guess I'll learn to love myself someday. I love you, but damn. I love you, but damn. Straight to voicemail, rambling on. tried. I don't even know what state I'm in. Lost my phone in Reno, calling from a friend. Sorry if it's late there. It's not like I don't care, but I don't even know what state I'm in. I don't even know what state I'm in. I don't even know what state I'm in. I don't even know. I love you, but damn. I love you, but damn. I kinda lose myself when you're so far away.
That's a wrap for our first episode of Northwest Orbit with Smokey Brights. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Smokey Brights, including show dates and merch, check out their website smokeybrights.com or keep up with them on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.